You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, the budget drama yesterday, the delay all hinging over a dispute around raising value-added tax. And I want to focus on that now. South Africa's economic woes are no secret, rising debt, sluggish growth, and an ever-tightening fiscal squeeze. And the government reportedly was considering hiking VAT to 17%, all as a way to plug the budget deficit. Now, supporters were arguing it's the most efficient way to raise revenue quickly without overburdening the already stretched tax base. Critics, though, warning it could hit the poorest hardest and slow down economic activity. So let's get into the weeds of this debate. Professor André Roux is with us, economist at the Stellenbosch Business School. André, always a pleasure to talk to you. VAT increase to 17%, would it have made economic sense?
Jeremy, you know, it's one of those things in economics, always trade-offs, and you can argue both in favor of and against something very convincingly. But I think perhaps a bit of a context here. If you have a look at the script of the at least the first half of the budget speech, it was all very fine, very good, very understandable, very orthodox, talking about the desperate need to reduce or slow down the growth in government debt. No one can deny that. The need to grow the economy, obviously, via infrastructure spending. Yes, no problem with that. Some fairly realistic forecasts for growth, you know, not all that ambitious, but nonetheless realistic. So halfway through, plain sailing. And then suddenly comes the notion of revenue and tax proposals. And he makes a point, which also is very valid, and saying that, you know, this is all very difficult, the balancing act. There are three options. Either cut spending, or take on more debt, which we don't want to happen, or make strategic tax adjustments. His next sentence reads, after careful analysis of the trade-offs, we have chosen the most responsible path forward. Now, one would have hoped he would then have said, namely, to cut unnecessary government spending. But he didn't say that. The next sentence reads, to raise the VAT rate by 2 percentage points. But it gets even worse. A necessary step that will enable us to fund public sector wage increases for civil servants. So, you know, the whole way in which this was composed was even marginally offensive. So he's actually saying, everyone out there, you're going to pay more tax, primarily to finance civil servant wage increases. And this is where the crux of the story lies. One would rather have seen no fiddling around the taxes or no major fiddling around. I mean, we always get an increase in sin taxes. That's kind of par for the course. But rather focusing on the cutting back on government spending. Admittedly, there aren't all that many avenues. Politically, we can hardly see them cutting back on civil servant salaries. Social grants, they seem to be part and parcel of the system. We can't cut back on those. We don't want to cut back on health and education, but there must be other areas. If not necessarily cutting back, but saving on unfruitful and unauthorized and wasteful spending. Sure, there's money to be saved there. The commissioner, Mr. Kieswetter, pointed out a couple of days ago that he would not welcome any increase in taxes, and went on to say that there could be hundreds of billions of rand that are not being collected because of various log jams in the system. If we can get rid of those log jams, we collect without organically a few hundred billion rand, and that would plug the gap.
Do you think this
is a question of timing and context?
Do you think this was politically ill thought through, given that VAT is seen as a regressive tax hitting lower income households the hardest?
Well, yes. I mean, he does quite rightly point out further on, and everyone would agree with this, but you know, to consider raising personal income tax would not be smart at this stage. As it is, we all know personal income taxpayers are overburdened. To raise corporate tax rates wouldn't be very clever either, because we want to attract more investment that would deter investment. So it's kind of a process of elimination. But having said that, yes, you're quite right. It's always deemed to be perceived to be a regressive tax, hurting the poor more than not so poor. He does say in the original budget speech, don't worry about that because we will protect vulnerable households by expanding the list of VAT zero-rated items, such as tinned vegetables and dairy liquid blends and various meat products. He also, in the original speech, the one that wasn't read, spoke about more fuel levy relief, not raising that, and then increasing social grant increases to by more than inflation. and adjusting income tax brackets to kind of shield us against fiscal drag, both for the poor and the not so poor. So in their way of thinking, there was some kind of quid pro quo for raising the VAT rate. But nonetheless, as you could argue both ways, although VAT is deemed to be the fairest kind of tax, because everyone pays, in our context, it often turns out to be less than fair. So no, to answer your question, I don't think it was as well thought out as it should be.
And Professor, had this announcement gone through, what would a higher VAT rate have done in terms of inflation?
Well, I mean, if you bear in mind that a big chunk of the goods in the inflation basket and services are subject to VAT, it naturally would have raised the inflation, not by 2%, but by some margin, perhaps 0.5%. I've done the calculation. It would inevitably have raised the inflation rate. And I suppose he might have argued, okay, but you know what, the inflation is nice and low at the moment, so another few percentage points won't make a major difference. But those are hollow words if you address them to the very poor who, as it is, are suffering, as we all know, from a really profound cost of living crisis.
And there's a vicious circle here as well. Given our current weak economic growth, a hike might have further suppressed consumer demand, and that in itself would have led to lower than expected revenue gains in the long run.
Absolutely. It's a vicious circle. I mean, if the economy is growing at, well, maybe if we're lucky, 1.5% this year, and even less in the last few years, that means the tax base is growing at a very sluggish speed. And that's part of the problem. You cannot rely upon an expanding tax base to generate organically more revenue. If the economy is growing at 3 or 4%, well, then many other problems would be solved or partially solved, not least of which, as I just said, organic growth in tax revenue without fiddling around the tax rates, but also, these pesky debt level ratios, so it's government debt divided by GDP. So the number below the line, GDP, is growing by 3 or 4% in real terms, which means nominally by 10%, then you can raise government debt as long as it's less than 10% and the ratio gets smaller. So the need for growth is both immediate and, of course, long-term and structural.
Always appreciate the analysis. Economist at the Stellenbosch Business School, Professor André Roux, thank you very much indeed.